He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Summertime in BC. Oh, can it be better?
I don't think so.
In terms of my experience, I don't think it can be. On a beautiful day in BC, it's as good as it gets.
Pretty nice, I'll tell you. But you have to book those camp spots, I tell you. And if you want to go camping this summer, you better start now. Because you have to book them. You have to make reservations for
the problem
spot.
Is that our weather isn't reliable.
Yes.
So you got to have backup.
And we've camped on Vancouver Island plenty of time when it was pouring rain. Remember that?
That's right. Well, we can just huddle up inside our tent.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Count the bugs.
Yeah, and those were the days when you could have a fire too, right? But it was pouring rain, so there you go.
So, what's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, because it is summertime and we're getting invited to lots of different barbecues, I think that something exceptional to take along is the good old potato salad. Who doesn't love a potato salad?
Love all that
Who
mayonnaise.
Love a potato salad. Okay, so this is a little, got a twist to it, just a little different. And anytime I have taken it to a barbecue or someone's house for dinner, they absolutely rave about it. Now, mind you, everybody's got to eat it because you're going to smell and reek of garlic. You know me and my garlic. So the combination of fresh raw garlic and potato, red potato, is ideal accompaniment to any barbecue dish. I use small red potatoes and a couple of bulbs of garlic, extra virgin olive oil, crushed oregano, and some sea salt, Celtic sea salt, and fresh ground pepper. And I just microwave or steam the potatoes, cut them into quarters, and then I add raw peeled chunks of garlic with olive oil and oregano. It's unbelievable. Everybody thinks that you cook the garlic first, but you don't. It's the raw garlic and potato combination. I do not peel. Remember, do not peel the potatoes, and it's red potatoes.
To really get at those infective agents in the blood, you got to have that raw garlic coming in.
Ooh la la, is it ever good, I tell you.
Russian penicillin. It's a cure-all.
Is that what it is?
It's good for what ails you.
So if you want to add a little more olive oil to it, now add the extra virgin olive oil because it's got a really strong flavor, and that really nice long-stemmed oregano where you just crush it, the big stems of it. You leave it at room temperature, not cold. You want to have it room temperature, and then you want to stir it up again just to soak in all that flavor. And I tell you, everybody is going to go gaga over this one.
Well, I don't know about everybody else out there, but I'm getting hungry. And here's my advice.
We love that one.
Make sure you go for a 10-mile run. Run the grouse grind. Just finish up with a triathlon because you're going to want to have second and third helpings of this one.
Yeah, it's really great. So, and there's going to be lots of barbecues this summer. So this is a really nice little accompaniment to take along.
So staying true to our standard, make sure that whatever it is that you're putting into your body is clean and fresh and whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these recipes, of course, are derived from nature herself.
Absolutely.
It's great. Okay, let's get to our next topic. Last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was Dr. Michael Colgan. I don't know how many times you and I sat in the car when we're driving and listened to that same interview over and over again. And each time we're just blown away, huh?
The guy's a gold mine of information. He has pioneered sports nutrition. He's my mentor and friend. And being part of my education program makes me pretty proud, I'll tell you what. But Michael is a really strong source of reliable information. He gets right to the point. He doesn't beat around the bush. And his research brings to his mind attention to valid points. I think that everybody should treat themselves to one of his camps at least one time.
Right. And he discussed about the camps and how to...
And they're coming up.
Get on to them.
As a matter of fact, I'll be speaking at his August Power program.
And I get to attend that one too, so I'm pretty darned excited.
Only if you're lucky.
Oh. So after we do these SNUs, we're always just clicking our heels when we leave. We go, this is just the greatest invention was SNU. And thank you so much for subscribing to the SNU, because you out there who are listening to SNU on a regular basis, monthly basis, that is, you are leading edge with information. So he talked about his anti-aging and power program camps that he has, and also to the senselessness of dieting.
Well, if diets really worked, we'd have an extremely lean population.
Absolutely.
But we have an epidemic of obesity. So, and a lot of these people are dieting.
It's like the Canadian statistics say that 60% of Canadian men and 40% of Canadian women are overweight or obese. Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, it makes sense based on what people eat and how little focus or attention they put into training. Even the people in the gym, I noticed.
Yeah.
A lot of them, the body fat's starting to accumulate. These people coming back to the gym and working out.
Well, we've seen them for, 20 years going into the gym, and they're training their butts off, but they're
not. No, they're not training their butts off. They're training their butts on. You know, which proves to me that training in and of itself is not the road to victory when it comes to body composition management.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can train and get really fit. Actually, there's some heavy set people that are really quite fit.
Yes.
They might be flexible.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They might be strong. They might have good endurance. But they've got this extra layer of body fat. They walk out the door. They just don't get it.
Yeah.
You have to train with a focus, and you have to eat with a focus.
Right.
So I call it, you have to eat as hard as you train.
I knew you were going to say that.
No. You didn't know that.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay.
So, and then that was our third anniversary.
That's right.
So I'm looking towards another 30 more. And hopefully Mike will be around for that one, too.
He might be, hello, Gory.
You know what he said, too, also, is that a man who's 80 is the same age as a man who's 14. And I thought that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cells turn over in the body at the same rate, whether you're young or old. So every year we've got a whole new set of cells. A guy who's 14 has replaced every cell in his body. And so he is the same age as the older guy who's just done the same thing. But the cells that he's making is from a damaged copy. And so the whole thing is about minimizing damage.
Exactly. Yes.
And that is such a fantastic focus, because if we can learn how to minimize damage through exercise and training,
mm-hmm.
and a good lifestyle,
sports nutrition products,
we
too.
Can stay forever young.
Supplementation is a big one.
Yep.
So
that's a good standard.
You keep bringing those vitamins and supplements home, and I'll keep taking them.
So thank you, Dr. Michael Colgan. Okay, let's have a look at next month's special guest.
Next month's special guest, we have Mr. Stuart Brown, and he is the CEO and owner of EHN, or more commonly known as Greens Plus.
A supplement which you and I have taken on many occasions.
Absolutely. And I'm just looking at, they have just a whole gamut of different products out right now. It should be very interesting to hear how Stuart got started in the industry and how he is so successful today.
And that company continues to grow,
mm-hmm.
making a major impact. You see their ads everywhere.
Yes, absolutely everywhere.
Both in the health food industry, the fitness industry, and in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the products that you see there in your little
brochure? They've got the Greens Plus, the Proteins Plus, O3 Omega, Abs Plus, Leans Plus, Shape Plus.
And on it goes.
And on and on, and plus, 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 plus. It goes.
And so what I'm getting from their promotion and their marketing is that they're focusing on a healthy, balanced lifestyle. They include fitness as a focus. They're talking about nutrition. And, of course, our entire focus personally is to educate the world in sports, nutrition, health, and fitness,
mm-hmm.
bridging that gap between fitness and nutrition with education and with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing that as well.
Yeah.
So they're on the same team. Greens Plus, EHN, they're a sponsor of the education program.
That's right.
So thank you very much. Okay, so let's get into your hot topic.
Well, I have a hot topic today that is very hot, actually. A lot of our friends and our own parents at this time in our life, we are middle-aged, by the way, aren't we, Corey?
No. We're just one-third of the way through.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay.
What is the life expectancy common, right? 80? What is the maximum lifespan proposed? 120 to 140. And the health span, 37. That means that most people after that age aren't well. They're vertically ill. So if the common standard, and we're not common, are we, dear, is 80 as life expectancy, so then, yes, we're middle-aged and even beyond that. But that's not how I see it.
All right, already. Okay. So anyway, the point is, what's happening at this age is our parents and our friends' parents are starting to die. They are dying. And it's been quite tragic for a lot of our friends. My mother passed away about 5 years ago, and it was very stressful. My girlfriend's mother is diagnosed with bone cancer right now, and she's 67 years old. That is young. And she's my girlfriend is devastated by this. And a good friend of ours, father passed away. Mind you, he was 90. He had a great life, but still it doesn't matter what age they're at. This is what's happening in our life now. And that's the circle of life. As with the Lion King, we need to cope with this. And it's inevitable. We can't. Everybody dies of natural causes or of disease, but this is the age when it's starting to happen now.
Everything new becomes old.
Right.
Everything eventually dematerializes, including our own bodies.
Right. So it's very difficult, and all you can do really, I mean, there's nothing you can do except be there for your friends and just hear what they have to say. And if you've had the experience, like I had the experience of watching my mother pass away on the bed, and I would not have been anywhere else in the world. It was absolutely an honor to be there, but I have a better understanding of death now than I did before, and I don't find it morbid. I used to be really freaked out about when somebody would talk about it, but now that I've had the experience, which has really helped me in my life to help others who are going through it themselves. But one of the things that I want to say is that I think it's really important that those who are going through a death, like my girlfriend, I said, you know, this is the time when you have to really kick in those vitamins, keep taking the protein shakes, eat really well, get off the alcohol if you're, you know, it's okay to have, you know, a glass of red wine here and there, but, you know, you really need to take care of yourself because your body is being very traumatized right now.
On an emotional level.
Yes.
And there's a free radical pathology.
Oh, and that's all you need is to get sick when you need to be strong.
Just makes it worse.
So
yeah, we need to be strong going through these tough times.
Yeah, because these are the curveballs that we talk about in life. And we're always going to get hit by a curveball. Things are going along.
It doesn't
really
matter
very...
who you are, how much money you make, no. What your status in life is. You're going to lose your parents. You're going to lose maybe a brother or sister. You're going to lose your best friend. Eventually, even yourself, you're going to have to give up. So my remedy for this, generally speaking, is first of all, we have to accept the inevitable. I say health is a choice and death is inevitable. So if we can rationally determine the outcome and face that fear, which many people have a hard time looking at, their own eventual termination. That helps you, according to Scott Peck, the author of The Road
right.
Less
I'm
Traveled.
I'm just reading that again.
Right? I mean, that's what he says. Life is hard, then you die. Okay? Deal with it. Rationalize it. Take a look at the reality of life.
Life is suffering. That's what he says.
That's what the Dalai Lama started out recently.
Life is suffering.
And he said, you know what else he said? He said that if you want to increase your suffering, increase your attachment to stuff, to people. And as you decrease your attachment to materialism, you become freer within. And remember how the saying goes? Freedom is having nothing left to lose.
I would sing it, but I don't think I'm going to put people through that one.
And it's okay to feel grief. It's okay to feel the pain, and you should enjoy the process of feeling good about life, hopefully most of the time.
Right.
But when these things come at you, understand that it shouldn't be a surprise. It's difficult sometimes to deal with. But if you understand the reality of life and you've dealt with that, then when these situations come up, you can face them with courage and strength and vitality
right.
instead of being sucked under the tide.
Now, didn't Norman Vincent Peale say that the only people that don't have problems are those who are in the grave?
Every time we pass that grave site, we always look at each other with that same quote, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Those people have no problems.
Right. And you should learn from your suffering. If you have a negative situation, you should learn from it and be... They say blessed by having this negative experience, and this is what true wisdom is learning not to do it again.
You know, one of the great things about being raised on a farm and having pets and animals mm-hmm. is that you get the connection about life and death.
Right.
When animals bear their young, when animals die, you go through this process, and so we're so far removed from nature today. We're so locked into the cement and the steel and the structure
and
of the modern
is,
jungle.
Like a lot of stuff is like all these reality shows.
We're disconnected.
Makeovers and nothing, everything is plastic.
It's not real.
Another thing that I wanted to mention, and I'm glad you brought that up about the farm, was about children understanding death of their grandparents, let's say, or their aunt or their uncle or whatever, like, because one of my friends is not telling her children that the grandmother is ill. Now, you know, kids have seen The Lion King.
How can you possibly prepare your children for what's coming, which is much more intense in the future?
They're trying to protect them and hide them from the emotional pain, but good luck in life. For us, it doesn't work. For you and I, it doesn't work. And you know what? Really, the children are smarter than you think, and they need to understand what's going on.
The best way to communicate is to tell them exactly how you feel, to bear all, to be real, and to be honest. You lie to your kids, they're going to lie to you. So if you want truth in the family, you have to live that truth.
Yes.
And that's what we try and maintain.
Yes, absolutely. When my mother was ill, Ruby knew everything that was going on. Absolutely. I did not hide it whatsoever.
And
because she saw what I was going through.
At 12 years old, she's so mature.
Do you think that Ruby did not see what I was going through?
Of course she saw that. Children see everything.
You know, am I just going to deny and pretend that nothing's happening in my life? Then where am I going? I'm going off to visit my mother for like a week at a time. She was younger. She was like, God, 6 or 7 years old when this was going on, and she knew exactly. And when my mom passed away, I told her, and I cried in front of my daughter and held her, and she knew. So, and then I said, one day it's going to happen to me. I'm going to die, Ruby. Well, she didn't like that too much.
but it's hard for them to understand. Yes, it is a fact. So deal with the facts. Again, so much of what we do in life is a struggle with reality. It's so hard to accept in some cases.
But you know, when saying that, some people might think, well, that's kind of hard and cruel. Your poor child may feel like she's stranded or feel insecure, but it is the circle of life. And my job as a mother, I believe, is to rear her so that she can be independent and stand on her own 2 feet. And we have discussed this with her, because then one day she'll have children, and then one day she will pass away and her children will be on her deathbed. So it's a whole process of the way we educate our daughter. It's not like, you know.
Right. And also here we have the focus again on the practicality of life in terms of the nutrition and the fitness.
And that's what I tell Ruby.
Training is the anchor.
That's what I tell Ruby. I say, Ruby, I take care of myself not only for me, but I take care of myself for you, so I am healthy and strong, so I can be your mother, so I can attend your graduation, so I can look after your kids when you have children. So she appreciates that.
Of course she does, and she learns to make herself number one by watching you and I make ourselves number one, because, hey, for everybody out there who's not making yourself number one, who's looking after you?
Right.
You know, you're a middle-aged so-called adult. Who's looking after you? You are.
Right.
So you have to make yourself the most important person on the planet.
You have to be your own parent.
Absolutely.
You know, because mommy's not going to be there.
Who's going to feed you? Who's going
to
train your body?
To look after you anymore.
Who's
going to
take care of how you sleep and how you live and what you do and what you think and what you read? Mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. So you have to make yourself a number one priority. And in your environment, in this world, get a grip. Take a look at what's going on.
Yep.
And so while you're alive, make the best out of it. Set out on a course. Decide what you want to do. Find out how to get what you want. And then do it. And then try and enjoy as much of your time as possible. And then when people fall down and become ill and or die prematurely, in your position of strength, then you can offer support to everyone around you and be there for people instead of being in a position of weakness yourself.
Yes. Yep.
And not being able to deal with what's going on an emotional, mental, and metaphysical level.
Right, because let's say you've got 4 kids in the family and 3 of them can't help out at all because they're too emotionally distraught over the parents not being well and dying. So somebody's got to stand up and help out. And probably 9 times out of 10, most of the family members are not well and healthy. Look at the statistics. So if you can stand out there, you, SNU, listeners, can be the strong one, then you're going to have to do it. And then you teach your children the same thing. You tell your children why you take your vitamins. You explain it to them. Just don't say, I take them just to be strong. You tell them why. You tell them what's in them. You tell them why they eat green foods. You tell them why you take a protein shake. You tell them why you go training. Don't leave anything open. Don't take it for granted they don't understand what you're talking about. Educate your children, just like we try to educate the world in sports,
nutrition,
health, and fitness.
Absolutely. You got it, baby. And you know what? To stand up for the truth, you need a virtue which I realize now is more important than temperance, more important than wisdom, and more important than justice, and that is the virtue of courage. You've got to have courage to deal with the stuff that we're all going to be faced with. And power and strength in the gym and the discipline and the character that it builds creates a function of courage, I believe. And so be courageous and stand tall.
That's right.
Okay, so that was a great hot topic. What is your final word of the day?
My final word of the day is by Norman Cousins. Just as there is no loss of basic energy in the universe, so no thought or action is without its effects, present or ultimate, seen or unseen, felt or unfelt.